VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. President Donald Trump says the United States has signed what he called another very important part of the immigration and security deal with Mexico, without revealing any details about its contents. Trump said the provision needs to be approved by Mexico's Congress. We do not anticipate a problem with the vote, Trump said on Twitter, but threatened that if the measure fails there, he will once again return to his threat of imposing new tariffs on Mexican goods. In a call to the CNBC channel Monday, he issued another tariff threat to China. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Amid a trade war with Beijing, the president says he expects to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping at this month's G20 summit in Japan. If Xi does not show up, the president says he'll put more tariffs into effect against China. He made this threat the same day tariffs he'd threatened against Mexico were to kick in. They're now on the back burner after the U.S. reached an agreement with Mexico. The president made the China threat after calling into CNBC's Squawk Box this morning, apparently in response to criticism from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce over the Mexico threat. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hong Kong will proceed with its controversial plan to allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges, even after a massive protest on Sunday, the city's top leader said. Estimates of the size of the crowds vary between a few hundred thousand and a million. Protesters plan to camp outside the Legislative Council Tuesday night and picnic on its grounds Wednesday before the bill's second reading. The bill's sanctioning of extradition to China in particular has alarmed a wide cross-section of Hong Kong, from international business groups to legal societies and pro-democracy parties. They say China's legal system would not guarantee the same rights to defendants as they would have in semi-autonomous Hong Kong. This is VOA News. Gunfire caused panic in the streets of downtown Port-au-Prince Sunday, and two people were killed as thousands of Haitians protested against government corruption. The protesters were demanding that President Jovenel Moïse resign over allegations of fraud and mismanagement of government funds. They vow to remain in the streets until their demands are met. Moïse has denied the allegations and said they were politically motivated. Kazakhstan's interim president, the hand-picked successor of longtime ruler Nursultan Nazarbayev, was declared the winner of Sunday's presidential election, defeating six other government-approved candidates. The country's Central Election Commission said Monday that Jassim Jomart Tokayev won nearly 71% of the vote with all the ballots counted. His nearest challenger got about 16%. Election observers were critical of the balloting, and opposition supporters had called for a boycott, saying the election would be neither free nor fair. An Indian court has sentenced three men to life imprisonment for the brutal rape and murder of an 8-year-old Muslim girl in Indian Kashmir in a case that sparked nationwide outrage. She was kidnapped last January, tortured, drugged, and repeatedly raped inside a small Hindu temple for 5 days. She was then bludgeoned with a rock and her body dumped in a forest. The girl, who belonged to a Muslim nomadic tribe, was targeted as part of a plan to frighten the community into leaving the Hindu-dominated area, according to investigators. Democrats begin a series of hearings this week on special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. AP's Matt Small reports.
Capitol Hill hearings on the Russia probe start today with an appearance featuring former White House counsel John Dean, who helped bring down Nixon's presidency, meaning lawmakers are picking up the pace on an investigation that some Democrats hope leads to impeachment of President Trump. Democrats aim to draw attention to allegations that Trump sought to obstruct a federal investigation and highlight his 2016 election campaign's contacts with Russia. But Republicans are expected to defend the president, who says he'll fight all subpoenas. Matt Small, Washington.
Three of Russia's leading newspapers have published identical front pages questioning the motives behind the arrest of investigative reporter Ivan Golunov, who was injured while in police custody. Vedomosti, Kommersant, and RBC ran the same joint statement from their editors, which also calls for an investigation into the arrest the journalism watchdog Reporters Without Borders has warned could mark a significant escalation in the persecution of independent journalists in Russia. The statement read in part, "We do not exclude that the detention is related to his professional activities." I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.